Okay, so good morning. Hi, Casey. This is Casey from the first years. And what we'd like from you, Casey, is this is just basically a glorified tutorial with the both of us. We're here to just bounce off you what ideas you've got so that you've got more of a solid idea and you know what you're doing.
Yep.
So really, we don't need to know how you've done stuff or what you've got up to. What we just need to know is what kind of themes you're thinking of and what specialism, you know, what discipline you want to do it in. Okay, darling, so fire away.
Oh, okay. Well, my arts research, I did stuff. This was before we actually, like, basically started, but Paula Scher, because, like, I was looking at maps at the time.
Cool.
And then Matthew Cusick, who, like, did images in map form, kind of.
Love.
And then that was also just like a famous map picture, like, as well.
So was this related to the tortoise project?
Yeah.
Or your project now?
Project now, because I was thinking about doing maps for this project, but then I've kind of gone...
To cats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you not do cats and
maps?
No.
Could you do a cat map?
A map cat?
Mm.
Like, again...
What about a cat adventure of where the cat goes? Cat map?
Or, you know, like making cats out of old maps.
Collage.
And collaging them out of maps.
I like that.
Well, this is what we're here for. And the point is, as well, is that's why I don't want you to ever sort of do work and be like, oh, I've done that, I don't really like that anymore, I'm going to just forget it. Because you've done a lot of work. It's about, well, actually, I can use this in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all counts. So, do you know what I mean? Never discard stuff. So, you know, you could start collaging out of old maps and collecting maps, making your old maps, blowing up maps, taking sections out of maps, and creating cats to start off with, like collaged cats.
Yeah.
That could be kind of cool
as
an idea. So, carry on. So, we're just freestyling.
I also just did research on, like, Aboriginal art, because, like, the song lines and stuff, because it's, like, Lisa told me it's like how they used to map out things with their song lines.
Oh yeah.
And then that's just maps.
Cool.
And I did like soundtracks that I just liked and I thought like
cool.
fit it.
So lovely. What soundtracks? Come on, let's skip past
yes.
all this. We've got the time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just also there's one from a game which I like.
Yeah.
It's called Road 96.
Could you play it for us at all? Have you got a sample?
I have it on my phone.
Just so we can get into the, you know,
then
we can feel it, you see.
Yeah. Just because also that one's about like hitchhiking and stuff. I thought that related to kind of
maps travel, journey. Navigation.
So it's like a navigation, travelling map thing.
I'm liking the sound of this.
Well, so am I. And I think there's nothing wrong with bringing the cat element in as well and clashing it because that makes sort of conversational design.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Well, I was thinking like that song is a nice one.
So is this sort of inspiration?
Yeah.
Has it got any lyrics?
Yeah.
I mean, and do you know what the lyrics are?
Well, they're here.
But print
Maybe
them out,
print them
get
out.
Them in your
yeah.
sketchbook. So
highlight areas that interest you.
Mm.
Yeah, and that give you visuals.
Yeah.
You know, and then create those visuals, you know, like maybe make them out of collage. Because, you know, if you think about it, what we're trying to do with you as well is just keep you making fine art and collage at this point because we want to give you that confidence because you made such a great start now on finding your style and sort of, you know, some techniques and processes that fit for you that whenever you get any opportunity with any of your research, collage it. You know, do a response in your sketchbook to it. And then when you come to then making your final and bigger pieces, you're going to feel that much more confident, Casey, of your processes. So definitely, I'd suggest printing off all the, you know, printing off all song lyrics as well that you can collage as well with maps.
Definitely take a highlighter to them as well.
Yeah.
But I like where this is going.
Yeah.
That was just another map. And that's the mind map for when we did it. It has, like, all stuff like specialism, like painting stuff, because if I'm doing the collage thing, obviously collage now, and I could watercolour over that as well to add some
details.
Yeah,
let's just call it mixed media.
Yeah.
Fine art mixed media.
Yeah.
So be clear when you start thinking, be like, I've chosen fine art mixed media, focusing on collage and paint.
Yeah.
That's nice and simple. And then when we start painting, that's when you can have a go with the acrylic, with a watercolour, maybe some oil, some inks. We can then start giving some different paints.
Yep. And those were just like eyes I did of like a cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the feedback, like the mood board feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's just some research on Keith Haring.
Yeah, lovely.
And then
need some images.
I know, I wasn't able to print them off, but they go on the side there, and I was going to move them somewhere.
And Casey, what I'd really love again, yeah, when you print them off, do some responses. I'd love to see just where you've had a go at doing it, Keith Haring style thing, just even over the top of your writing, or
it doesn't have to be huge either.
Yeah, or in the sides, or around the edges, like his little crawling baby, or the spaceships. You know, again, it just keeps you in that practice.
Yeah, and then also Hattie Stewart. And then yesterday I was looking at Nikolai Senin, which is on my mood board as well.
Show us these mood boards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my first one, and that's my second one.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so I definitely got the cat vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'd have used the word elegant around here. I'm not really seeing anything elegant.
Unless it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, it's the opposite.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything elegant there.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this is it, you know. I get what you're saying there with about the cats, is in that they're independent, about the characters, sort of ristics. I guess what you're talking about is cats here.
Yeah.
So just be careful when you're doing a mood board that the key word is round the imagery you're talking about. Just because we've got this sort of lovely animation there and that, and I'm like, agile? Independent. I get it, it's about the cat thing.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And then these are the different sort of artists that have used cats.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen you've jumped from your sort of home domestic cat to like big cats.
Yeah, big cats, because I wanted to stick with the theme of conservation and stuff.
Okay, and well done.
Looking at like tigers or cheetahs, because endangerment.
Yeah, amazing. So almost we're talking about starting very at the beginning here, not even thinking about down the line, but almost making collages out of maps and lyrics of tigers at this point. Just for a week of
playing,
responding, and loosing playing. Up. How does that feel?
So sounds fun.
What I would think, though, is what you're going to need to do is probably do some drawings of some real life cats and some, you know, because obviously, unless you want to go out the zoo and do some of the big cats, which might be really difficult to get a hold of, I would definitely do some drawings of your cat for that primary research.
Have you got a cat?
Yeah.
Casey. Okay, perfect.
So do some quick drawings. Don't worry about your skills
just
or
mark
how
making.
Good. Even if they're just quick lines and you're like, I just drew my cat for 10 minutes. And I drew three different poses with him.
Yeah.
When collaging with the maps, I'm very cautious about like plagiarism and stuff. Would I use like what I've done?
It's not plagiarism, darling. Yeah. Plagiarism is only if you take work and say it's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking a map and cutting it up and thing is, you're turning it into something else.
Yeah.
So generally the rule is, I think you have to change the design by 5% to make it your own. So again, it's just, don't worry about play. It's nice to give some thought to that.
Yeah.
And maybe it is worth doing a little bit of a thing in your book on plagiarism and using, you know, old stuff. That shows that you're thinking about more ethical considerations, which is amazing. But no, like, I think just what you really need to do at this point is just collect loads of maps and old maps. And
there's a map book in the library downstairs.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Oh, you've got, okay, cool.
But then start thinking about places you like. Things, link things to the song, you know, get maybe a map of the area of where the song is based. You know, like,
or a map of where these are more prominent in the world.
Or like a